Hi, how are you? I am going to answer the question. Around the world, there are a lot of people with different ages, tastes, habits, preferences, and obviously ways of thinking. And in according with that, the media has to adapt to the different public to share and present the news and the content. And for that, it's necessary that there are different media, what happens today. And we can see how the media has been transformed from the traditional ways to another more creative. If I am young, for instance, 25 years, I am going to prefer to read or watch news on internet or multimedia devices instead of go out and buy and read a newspaper. But if I am an older person, I would prefer to buy and read a newspaper or watch a new broadcast. Although the digital media has a lot of benefits, like easy access, for example, if there is internet and has been revolutionizing or transforming the world due to the possibility to find any kind of information on real time or online, it has generated misinformation, controversy, panic, because anyone can write and publish an article without evidence, and therefore all sources of information are unreliable. Even there are a lot of that are so sensational and very cruel. In conclusion, I think that now that we can find a lot of media, with some advantages and for any public, and this is so important, provide that we choose a reliable one and we don't believe everything we see. And that's all. Bye-bye.